All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 7th. We are so glad you are here because we are going to talk a lot of wrestling. And it's going to be a good day because we get to do this show, which we always love getting to do. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I fear I've started something again in the chat, so... Guys, what you don't know is that Rob and I hop on the stream before our show and like check on each other and everything. So because I was reading one of our Cooper effects that we're going to do, because we, among all, you know, the shenanigans with the Rumble and the videos last week that we got for you all. We actually forgot to do a Cooper effect, so we're going to do two now. And one of our Cooper effects that I am going to inform you guys with was sent by our friend Soupy. And I was reading, you know, familiarizing myself with, you know, the Cooper effect. And I saw that it took place in a town in Vermont that was called Berlin. And I'm like, there's Berlin in Vermont? That's weird. And then Rob started reading, you know, weird United States names. It's not like, this isn't, you know, a weird name, but like he started reading those. And then I mentioned this in the chat right before we hopped on, and people started, you know, mentioning weird United States town names. Of course, Walla Walla was brought up. And then Brian said, where was it?
Knock'em Stiff, Ohio.
Knock'em Stiff, Ohio. Okay. So this is, what the hell? Chicken Bristle, Illinois.
Yeah.
Don't in suck Arkansas.
Arkansas, but.
Oh.
Arkansas, but that's okay.
I feel like this is what it's called in Bulgarian, so that's...
It probably is, so
yeah, it's fine. Arkansas. Yes, this is what it's called in Bulgarian. So, oh, Climax, Michigan, clown. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. I'm sorry for dropping the effort.
Not many people reach it there, I hear, from what I understand. Ba-dum-bum.
Okay, I'm so sorry to everyone who lives there. So, hi, guys, thank you. Thank you so much for submitting these. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you so much for supporting us. Of course, you're probably sick of me saying this, but please leave a thumbs up on this video. It helps us out a lot. You know, you hear me every week talking about how shitty our algorithm is, because we have now a stream every day. In the Weeds is a morning show every day now, and this is great. We love Joel and Jeremy just talking about it, and because of In the Weeds, I can no longer watch the Spotlight live because it's on in at a really, really awful time for me now, and I'm gonna miss watching the Spotlight live, but we get to watch In the Weeds every day now. So because we have content each and every day, probably more than once on some days, our algorithm, Jesus, sucks so much. So we would like your support about that. So the way that you can help us out is leaving a thumbs up. And then after the show is done, leave a comment below. Again, it helps us out a lot. If you want to help us with your monies, please send the super chats at the bottom of the live chat on YouTube. The little dollar sign, any amount will get your question read live on the air. Comment also. You can set also a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. And also, you know, you can send Super Chats and Humper Chats about funny little names of your cities. If you're not a part of the United States like I am, you can, you know, send us funny names of cities and then explain what those names mean and everything. It helps us, you know, get a little bit more in touch with our fans of Coexisting. please subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. Please subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful. And last but definitely, most definitely not least, please subscribe to Fightful Select, the best now $6 in the business, the most accurate news that you're ever going to get. A lot of victory laps from both Sean and Corey. A lot of scoops around the Royal Rumble. You're going to get a lot of scoops around Vengeance Day upcoming. Contract news, which is the best news that Sean gets to, you know, report on. So, yes, that being said, we can, you know, get into the wrestling because a lot of stuff happened this past week, Rob. Mm-hmm. But a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, and quite a bit. So yeah, make sure you send in those super chats, and we have two super chats to start off right off the bat here. One is from our good friend Chris Doc Mueller. He says, "Can't watch live, just saying hi. Love you guys."
Ryan, we Sullivan love you too, sweetie. We adore you.
Thank you very much.
Hope you're doing good.
Ryan Sullivan says, "Does Bulgaria even have towns?"
Sadly, yes. Yeah. So listen up. This is, you know, when you're a little child and you think. There's this little compilation stupid things that you thought when you were a kid, correct? So okay. This is one of my stupid things that I thought when I was a child. I thought that when a certain city ends, you directly enter into another. No in between, none. And I remember I was really, really young and we were traveling in with my mom and dad and my sister, and we left Plovdiv and I was like, okay, so what town is this now? And they're like, none. And I was like, well, this is weird. How come we just, you know?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, it's, I get what you're saying. Like it doesn't have a town name, but It's really weird because like you're in the States, mm-hmm. like regardless, like there's technically your mailing address would be connected to a town, even if you live in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
So it's just like that. I was thinking of it like from a different standpoint, but yeah, I get it. Like you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Of nowhere,
but like, so it's the same here, but like when different towns are a part of different districts. So you can be live in a certain place and it's a part of this district, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. So no, like when for it's as if, okay, so when you leave cities. Okay, Jesusville, okay. I've never been there either.
No, I haven't. So I just made it up. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So when you go out of Ohio and you immediately go into Cincinnati.
Okay.
Okay. No. Well, no. Not Ohio. No, Ohio's the state. Okay.
This is
okay,
fun. So
I know. I'm trying to explain it, but like, kudos for me knowing that Ohio's the state. Okay. So. Yeah. It's like exiting Cincinnati and directly entering Cleveland. This is what I'm talking about. Right. It's no in between. You. This was, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kudos to the Bulgarian who knows two cities in Ohio. Yeah.
Jesus. We have another super chat. This is from our friend Eric Freed. He says, "With my last little bit of money, I wanted to say I'm here to see the progress of Rob's beard, see if Maggie is okay based on Instagram stories and start stripping." Okay.
What?
I don't okay, cool. Well, thanks for sending us the money.
Stop, Eric. Does this mean that you're starting stripping? Because I'm definitely not. Because like, yeah, I'm okay. Based on my Instagram stories, I'm never okay, and that's I'm never okay. Thank you for checking up. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. this is what I thought too, because I'm not okay for stripping, you know, so it may take a while for me to be okay to strip. But hey, whatever gets you through the day and whatever, you know, gets you money, as long as it's legal, that's absolutely fine. And I'm sure that you're going to kill it stripping.
Hey, you know what Jeremy used to say in his tweets? What was it? What did he say? He said,
keep grinding legally or illegally. Or yes, keep on grinding. Yes. What you do, you sweetie. I'm sure you're going to crush it. And no, I'm never fine. Thank you.
Well, Maggie, I do need to apologize because it's been a long time since I checked our voicemail box. And we got quite a bit. So I'm going to play them.
What happened?
What up, Oos? This is Robbie Uso. I don't know why everybody's so mad that my brother won the Rumble. I don't know what up with that. Yeet. But Maggie, Rob, you guys have been real ones. So, yeet. Just want to say thanks for supporting Jay through all this. He can count on people like you. And you've been nothing but good to him and my cousins and my family. So, I'm going to say peace. Yeet. And yeet some more. Yeet. Peace. Yeet.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Maggie. This is Peter Griffin. Can you please talk about Jeff Jarrett more?
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Rob. This is Rob White, Jay White's cousin. Maggie, he just wanted me to leave a voicemail for you saying sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. I don't know what the hell that means, but there you go. Thanks, guys. I'll continue to listen. Peace out. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will make you watch the Raw Thunderdome era all over again. Hey, Maggie. Hey, Rob. This is Rob Lowe. Hope everything's going well for you guys. Wardlow's still working on his knee. He's hoping to come back soon. Maggie, do they even have knees in Bulgaria? But anyways, hope everything's well with you guys. He just wanted me to give you guys a call with an update. And Wardlow hopes to be back soon. And if you guys ever want me on the show live, let me know. This is Rob Lowe out.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Maggie. This is Roberta Flair. Just calling in to say thank you for supporting my cousin. I don't know why I sound like this, but thanks. Bye.
Hey, what's going on, Rob and Maggie? This is Robbie Omega. My brother couldn't call in today, but he wanted me to just say thanks for the support. And you guys can catch him next week at AEW Grand Slam Australia. With him and Will Ospreay, I think that's his name. I don't know why he's teaming up with a bird, but whatever. Anyways, he just wants to say thank you for your support and wishes you guys all the best. For now, I must bid you adieu. So goodbye, moi, and good night. Bang!
Yeah, like I said, it's been a while since I checked our voicemails, so I just thought that was something I should have done, and like I said, I haven't checked in a long time, and I finally got around to it, and there you go. So, quite a bit. But, yeah.
Your Charlotte Flair impression was spot on.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of Roberta Flair. She's pretty hot. Anyways, yeah.
Okay, that was a lot to take in. Okay.
That's what she said. But anyways, you walked right into that. I'm sorry.
I did. But, it's my fault.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyways, Royal Rumble this past weekend, Maggie. I actually enjoyed it. I know a lot of people did not like the winners. I don't know why I said answer there, but the winners. I was surprised. To an extent, I like surprises. This was just a very weird one. You know, I like Jey Uso. but I was very shocked that they went this route. But overall, what did you think of the show?
Okay, so let's start with the Men's Rumble, because like that's what we started off with, you know, and that's our cover, you know, our thumbnail and everything. So I had a lot of time to, you know, to process the Rumble. That's the wonderful part of, you know, our show being on Friday and, you know, 4 to 5 days passing and like you're not going off of pure 100% emotion. You're, you know, looking at it logically. Also, you have Raw that passed and, you know, you see if they tied loose ends and made sense of a lot of things that happened, you know, during the Rumble. So we had 4 days to process everything that happened, because like we texted a bit on Sunday, because I had Sunday off just so I can watch the Rumble in peace. I usually do that, you know, around exciting pay-per-views that I can't wait to watch. So the Rumble was initially a weird experience, but when I had time to process it, it all made sense. You know, the Men's Rumble, it all made sense. And initially, a lot of things that happened during the Men's Royal Rumble were incredibly logical, and they have a story in itself, or they started stories in the midst of, you know, the Rumble itself. We had, you know, significant stare downs, and like I mentioned previously, the Royal Rumble is a wonderful way for WWE to fill the room, whether a certain feud will work or not, whether it's going to work for the fans, if they're going to be excited about it or anything. It works this way. So having said that, so Ludwig Kaiser being immediately eliminated by Penta, we got, you know, this on Raw after, you know, after the Rumble. So Logan Paul being the one to eliminate AJ Styles, who came back, you know, officially at the Rumble. So why is AJ getting eliminated by the wrong people every Royal Rumble? I swear, every Royal Rumble, AJ gets eliminated by someone who is the weirdest person. I get it. The things that Logan did, like that long jump from the apron to the announce table, that was a thing of beauty, because we didn't have New Day in the Rumble whatsoever. And we had Logan Paul there to fill in Kofi's weird Royal Rumble spots. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Logan Paul isn't a wonderful athlete, because he is, right? We agree about that. He's just, you know, not our, you know, type of person, as you know, in itself. So he was a part of the final four in the Rumble. What happened outside was, okay, let me see if I got this straight. Punk eliminated both Roman and Seth. Logan Paul eliminated CM Punk afterwards. Then Seth Rollins delivered the gnarliest of stomps to Roman Reigns outside. I thought he killed the guy. Yeah. And then Seth Rollins and CM Punk started brawling. And then Seth Rollins delivered the second stomp to Roman Reigns on the side steps, you know, the steel steps. So this is wonderful. This is something that they, you know, this was something that was, you know, there was a thing even before the Rumble, you know, the animosity between everyone, you know, the excellent chemistry between Seth and Roman will never cease to amaze me, because they're real life friends. And that's why you can tell, you know, that the way that they work with each other is because they're so close in real life. And this is having in mind, because if anyone forgot for whatever reason, Roman Reigns never beat Seth Rollins. He never pinned him because when Seth Rollins was facing him during the Tribal Chief thing, and when he got under his skin and got out to the Shield's music, Roman got disqualified. He didn't pin him. He lost the match, you know, by DQ, but like he still kept the title. He never pinned him. And this is something that they can capitalize on. And then CM Punk is a part of this whole thing also. At the end, they were two. Jey Uso and Cena. They were the two left. And they went back and forth a bit. And I was like, okay, so clearly Cena's winning because Punk isn't there anymore. And I did pick Punk to win this. Never in my wildest dreams that I believed that Jey Uso was gonna win this, but then he did. Like, they got a dramatic shot of John Cena's expression while he was on the ground with his both feet touching the ground. And then Jey Uso in the background being the only one in the ring to win the Royal Rumble. And then, you know, John Cena has this, you know, over the hill, you know, animated experience, you know, like it's John Cena. And I was shocked. I was shocked initially because I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, is there someone that didn't get, you know, eliminated? But then when every time that this happens, they never play, you know, the music of the person that thinks he won the Rumble, because, you know, the back, you know, production knows that there's one person left that didn't get eliminated. So they play Jey Uso's theme and I'm like, oh shit, this is for real. He won the Rumble. And then, you know, time went by, a couple of days went by, and I was like, of course they're going to be extremely stupid not to capitalize on everything that Jey Uso has going on right now. You know, he got over so organically. Every time his music hits and he comes out, no matter whether it be through the audience or through, you know, the ramp and everything, it's a rock concert. It's just a rock concert, and everyone loves the guy, and he's a top merch seller, and everyone's yeeting all over the place. How can you not capitalize on this? And this is me saying that probably if you go back and you look at the Rusev Day, how they themselves got so organically over, if this was in this regime, I'd like to think that Rusev would have won the Royal Rumble too, because you get, you know, you get a gift for being so over and being a top merch seller and people loving you so naturally. So I kind of agree on that. So what were your thoughts? Because I kind of talked for like 10 minutes. So what were your thoughts on the men's rumble specifically?
The men's rumble was good. I thought, you know, it was fine. The thing that just shocked me, it was the same thing you said. Two things I did not like, because I did not like who eliminated AJ Styles. But that said, I wouldn't have liked anybody that eliminated AJ Styles. It's just, there this was like, yeah. I'm curious to see if that's who AJ feuds with. I'm very curious about that. Because I think those two would have great matches. I can say that much. But we'll have to see on that. As far as the Rumble goes itself, it was entertaining. I like that it was different. Because this was... Everybody expected Cena or Punk to win this. Everybody, it seemed like, you know? Or at least Roman. The last person I think a lot of us expected to see was Jey Uso. There were a couple of Jey Uso predictions out there, and I'll give those people credit for going with that, because it was a good choice, you know? But it was very, very surprising to me. And I think the answer is him going after Gunther. I think that's the way they're going. I don't see... But I could be wrong. It could be Cody. You know, I don't know. Because, like I said, I wasn't expecting him to win the Rumble, so who knows if they have him going to Cody or if Gunther's the guy. I think Gunther would be the right choice because of what's going on. Just because of the story, like, he hasn't beaten Gunther and he thinks he can. Like, it's just stuff like that. I think that's why I would prefer it.
And you're going to be okay with that because, like, they had matches before.
Yeah, and, like, I know.
I think that this would have been a really great story if they didn't show it to us like a bunch before. And to their credit, I know that the story for Jay, for me, will always be him beating Gunther. And you're right about that, because this was a part of his promo before Saturday Night Main Event. He was like, I know I can beat you. I know I can beat you. But then he didn't. The match was good, but then he didn't.
Yeah.
So if it's Jey Uso versus Gunther, do you see this being a night one main event for WrestleMania? No.
I think it'll be co-main event, if anything. But I don't see it main eventing.
Who do you think main events night one then?
Well, that really depends if Cena wins the Elimination Chamber, I think it'll be Cody and Cena. Is what I think will be the main event
for night two.
Night two, I think it's Cody, Seth, I think it's Seth, CM Punk, and Roman. That's just what I'm speculating on. I think that's just my opinion. I don't know if that's what they're going for.
But why the triple threat? For me, triple threats only made sense when it's about a title. When there's no title involved, why even do a triple threat? If they add in a stipulation, you know, the winner gets a future title shot, I can get.
Okay.
But speaking from what we saw at the Rumble, you're right. I do feel like I can see a triple threat, but that all depends on, because Gunther didn't defend the championship at the Rumble, correct?
Correct.
No, he didn't.
I was thinking of the single
match. Yeah, he defended it on Saturday Night Main Event. Yep. Just so they can have fewer matches on the card at the Rumble, which I appreciate, by the way. So do you think he defends it at Elimination Chamber?
I do.
Because, okay, do you think that he retains it at the Chamber? Versus who, by the way?
That's what I'm thinking now, too. Who the hell would he wrestle? Like, I mean, it doesn't make sense for him to do that now. I mean, they're not going to have Jay wrestle him at Elimination Chamber for the title. They're not going to do that, so maybe he doesn't defend it, you know. Maybe,
well, that's just gonna be just fucking stupid, because like, what? Yeah. Like, he goes around and he's like, this match isn't appealing to me, that, like, yeah. Jey Uso, this is exactly what he said. Jey Uso doesn't do anything for my legacy. And he's kind of right, because, like, he beat him a bunch of times. Yeah. Why would it be right for him? And the thing is that they did this before with Sami Zayn and Chad Gable with the IC Championship. Like, Chad Gable faced him a bunch of times, couldn't get the job done. Sami Zayn faced him a bunch of times, couldn't get the job done, and then he did it. So if this is where they're going with Jey Uso too, it's going to be kind of redundant, because we've seen it before with Sami, the exact same storyline, but with a different set of, you know, a different title belt. So this is the thing. I'm not saying I will always watch and love Gunther matches, but, you know, when it comes to a Royal Rumble winner, it has to be something different, because I can actually see Jay challenging Cody It's something that we haven't seen before. And lately we've seen a bunch of, you know, the videos of Jay and Cody's press conference when they won the championships, you know, when they're stinking drunk and they have no idea what was going on.
I think they were high, but either way.
Well, either way, drunk or high, I do not care. Like, it was funny as hell. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh,
so
yeah,
this
same.
Has been circulating a bunch. So they could go with that. I have, right now, I have no idea. And I love the fact that I have no idea because, like, they have different ways to go with the men's Royal Rumble.
You know, the other thing, too, is there's long-term storytelling with Jay and Gunther.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to be, you know, really serious, and then you weren't. No, so let me just drink my water now.
Okay. But yeah, I saw that meme, and I'm like, that's hilarious, because it's pretty much it. It's, I mean, come on. It's pretty, you got to admit, it's pretty funny. But this one was pretty good, too. This is wrong in many levels, but it, Jesus Christ. Hustle, loyalty, respect, and where the O is in loyalty, somebody has seen his bald spot in place, and that's just, good God.
Listen, balding is a natural, event in people's lives, and I do not appreciate that because, like, it just adds on men's insecurities.
Oh, yeah. So, and I'm going through that right now. Like,
dear men, this is incredibly natural, and please do not, you know, think that you're any less of a person if you're balding.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going through that shit right now. So
yes. Yeah, so talking about John Cena when he lost, you know, the Rumble itself, then he was a part of the press conference afterwards, and he was like, "I'm entering the Elimination Chamber," and then on Raw we get to see a bunch of Elimination Chamber qualifying matches, and I'm like, "That's fucking stupid." So Cena enters because it's Cena, and then a bunch of people need to have Elimination Chamber qualifying matches.
I'm actually okay with this. I am.
I'm not. Like, I'm not.
He's John Cena.
He goes on the microphone and says, "Guys, I suck now. I cannot put myself in title shots because I suck." And then he was like, "Hey, I can win the Rumble." Then he doesn't win the Rumble. And tell me why he gets the opportunity to enter in the Elimination Chamber.
Because he's John Cena. John Cena, if it was Santino. John Cena.
Okay.
John Cena.
Okay, let's move on to the Women's Rumble, and then we're going to talk about a bit about Cody versus Kevin Owens, because that was a fucking slapper, Jesus Christ. So the Women's Rumble. Io Shirai, Liv Morgan enter. Liv Morgan was, again, number two in the Royal Rumble. That I would like to, because I don't think that this was talked about enough on the internet, or again, it can be I'm just not on the internet as much as I used to be now. I would like to give props to Liv Morgan because Lyra had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction in the middle of the Rumble. And what Liv Morgan did was she super kicked her into, like, a shotgun drop kick her into, you know, the corner, just so she can fix, you know, the problem herself with a bit of help, you know, from the referees outside. But this just goes to show you just how ring awareness is incredibly, you know, important when it comes to in-ring competition. And kudos to Liv Morgan for being professional enough to do that, because you can see that Lyra was struggling with that, and Liv Morgan helped her. So props to Liv Morgan for that. I adore her even more. So we got a bunch of NXT stars in the Rumble. We got Stephanie Vaquer. We had Jada Parker, Julia, Lash Legend. Tristratus came back. That was a nice shot in the arm. So Alexa Bliss also came back.
Yeah, that was cool.
With the jacket that said Fiend Forever, and then it had Friends Forever. I cried a bit when I saw that.
I just love the reaction she got.
She got one of the biggest pops of the night. And I love it so much. If you know, you know. Bow down to Wade Barrett for what he did and what he said about Sean. So, Wade Barrett is a real one.
I still like the guy, even though he blocked me. I'm like that Tony Schiavone guy.
Yeah, sure. So. God, Jordynne Grace was a part of, again, the Rumble and what they said on commentary. For a second year in a row, Jordynne Grace is a part of the Royal Rumble, but now she's a part of the Rumble as a WWE superstar. Jordynne Grace signed a deal with the company. This just looked incredibly, incredibly good. And it's like she was meant to be there. She looked so natural in the ring with all these women, and I'm so happy about this.
Did you see the clip of what she did to Bianca? Did you see that? I'll have to send it to you later. I can't obviously show it on here, but it she made Bianca laugh in the match.
Because of the stomp she did in the corner. Yeah, I saw that. It was so good. And Bianca popped.
Yeah. I always love it when wrestlers break. I don't know what it is.
I love it. So what happened was, because of course the Women's Royal Rumble was going to open the show. So I got my coffee and I'm like writing down all the entrants because, you know, I have notes and stuff because I'm a professional. So I write down all the entries and the, I was also hoping for Masha Slamovich in the Rumble. So I'm writing out all the entries and I'm like, okay, so there's a couple more left. And I was like, okay, so Charlotte, probably someone from NXT, Nia and Becky Lynch. This is what we're getting. And then Nia Jax comes out and I'm like, okay, so this leaves Becky Lynch. And then number 30 hits and it's fucking Nikki Bella. And okay, again, props to everything that Nikki and Brie Bella have done for the wrestling industry, for the amount of women that they made watch wrestling, because this is incredibly important. They are an important part of wrestling, and they made wrestling matter in a certain demographic that didn't used to matter. That being said, in my eyes, fucking barf. And Jesus,
oh God, I was so disappointed though, not because of Nikki Bella. I was just disappointed because somebody that we both wanted was not there.
Yeah, okay, so I feel like this was the last year of me hoping that AJ Lee comes back in the Rumble, because listen, if it didn't happen this year, I don't see it happening anytime soon. From this point forward, I'm just going to hope that she is inducted into the Hall of Fame. I feel like this is a more possible thing. And if you're hanging on to hope, which has nothing, is borderline impossible. This is you just living in a fantasy world. And I feel like I will always live in a fantasy world because the real life sucks. So, Nikki Bella, again, this is the personal opinion. Please do not take this as me burying Nikki Bella. She's just not my cup of tea. But again, amazing, amazing stuff that she did for women's wrestling. So I did enjoy Roxanne Perez. overshadowing her when it comes to push-ups in the ring. What made my heart grow was the fact that Roxanne was the last person in there with Charlotte Flair, and Charlotte had to eliminate her to win the Royal Rumble. And Roxanne broke the record and longest time in Women's Royal Rumble. And I will always, always adore her for that. So Charlotte Flair won the Rumble. And then she came out to Raw. She got immensely booed. And I hope that WWE were aware of the fact that she was going to get booed, because probably Charlotte, you can't have a babyface Charlotte. Just yes, thank you. You cannot have, and Charlotte is so comfortable in being booed. Like she's incredibly good. So she said that she was going to go to NXT and on SmackDown to look for inspiration. Rhea Ripley told her that she hoped that Charlotte Flair picked her because she wanted to beat the respect into her. So then she went to NXT. And, you know, the NXT crowd will always welcome Charlotte in NXT because she was made in NXT. They welcomed her with a lot of cheering. And then when she started cutting promos, because she's a natural heel. They tried with face Charlotte Flair. They saw that it didn't work. Let's see how this goes. I have no idea who she picks. Everything points towards Tiffany Stratton. But the thing is, I want Tiffany Stratton to beat her ass. This is what I want. I don't want yet another Charlotte Flair win over a talent that is immensely over, and people are going to cheer the crap out of Tiffany Stratton when it comes to that inevitable WrestleMania title shot. What do you think of the Women's Royal Rumble?
I was okay with it. I mean, I like we predicted, I figured Charlotte was going to win. I think she'll be wrestling Tiffany Stratton at WrestleMania. So that's that, you know, like I figure that was the case. I do like that we got to see Stephanie Vaquer, Julia, Roxanne Perez. They were great, representing NXT. I really like that they all got attention, you know, and they made Roxanne look like a star. Roxanne's going to be coming up soon. And, I mean, they already announced today that she's going to be having a qualifying match against, I almost called her Renee Rodriguez.
Raquel.
Raquel. So that's going to be taking place on Raw. But, I think she's going to be called up anytime soon, or pretty soon, if not already. So that's good. As far as, like, the winning, as I said, Charlotte winning was what was expected.
It was there, yes.
Nikki Bella being number 30. It was one of those things where I wanted it to either be Becky or AJ Lee, of course. Or I prefer AJ Lee, obviously. But, the thing is I was expecting Nikki Bella, when it was reported that she was
wrong. I forgot about Nikki Bella. I mean, we talked about Nikki Bella, you know, the rumors of her returning and everything. And when the Royal Rumble came, I completely forgot about her.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with her being in there. I mean, she deserves to be in there. So it was just one of those things where I don't think disappointed is the right word, because I wasn't really disappointed. It's just more like, oh, well. I guess disappointed might be the right word, because I would have been happier with Becky if AJ is not wanting to do it, she's not wanting to do it and can't, you know, so hopefully one day, but it was okay. You know, the what I'm looking forward to talking about is Kevin Owens and Cody's match. I really enjoyed that. They beat the living hell out of each other. And my God, I mean, we we saw Kevin's face on Monday, and holy crap, man. he looked like he got his ass kicked a couple of times over. But that match was just unbelievable. I enjoyed it. I don't know how either one of those guys could have been walking on Monday, let alone Sunday. So that's just, damn, you know, they went all out. And the thing is when it's the Royal Rumble, you're never going to steal the show, because the Royal Rumble winner is always going to get that, because they're pointing, they got to point to the sign, you know, so they point to the sign. But in my opinion, that was the match of the night. I just absolutely loved it. And it takes a lot for me to go back and watch a match again, like so soon. And I did go back and watch that one the next day, because I just enjoyed it. And it was something else, you know. You could see that, that the anger was there, like with both men, like Cody was pissed, Kevin was pissed, that they sell it so well. And Sammy going out there at the end of it for his friend, I thought that was good. And then on Monday, skipping ahead a little bit here, on Monday, I guess it wasn't too good for him, with KO just beating the hell out of him. And we'll have to see where that leads. I think it's leading to them having a match at WrestleMania is what I think it's going to lead to, which is great in my opinion.
So you're not, you know, thinking Elimination Chamber, because it's,
I think it could be both.
It's Canada.
So. Yeah, I think it could be both, but I do think that we will see Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn at WrestleMania as well. If they wrestle at Elimination Chamber, I think it'll probably just be a normal match, but I could see a special thing for Mania.
Stipulation.
Special stipulation. And speaking of Kevin Owens, he hinted today, or not really a hint, he pretty much gave it away that he re-signed with WWE. He said, if you guys buy my daughter's Girl Scout cookies, I promise I'll wrestle for four years, 11 months, and like so-and-so days. So basically, it's his way of saying that he signed a five-year deal, which is great.
Five-year deal, yeah.
I love Kevin Owens. I'm glad he's sticking around. So, yeah, and that's good. Good for him. I'm glad he got paid more than anything. You know what I mean? That's one thing we are always about, the wrestlers. Them getting paid is what matters. And this was a good point, too. This is what I like. KO was wearing a Sammy Forever shirt while beating the hell out of him. That was something. I noticed that, and I really enjoyed that. Oh, here we go. They announced Alexa versus Candice and Bianca versus Piper for elimination qualifying matches. All right. Alexa Bliss. Cool.
Okay, listen. Kevin Owens will forever be not only the person that, you know, fills in logic gaps in storylines, but him wearing something obvious that is, you know, a part of something bigger. You know, the shirts that he's wearing are, you know, not so subtle hint, you know, towards something. And the match itself, Cody versus Kevin Owens, you know that when it's a ladder match, you're watching it for the carnage and not for the wrestling. That being said, Cody and Kevin are, you know, probably one of, you know, the few wrestlers that thrive in that sort of environment, because forever Cody will have on his back the burnt mark from his match at AEW.
Yeah.
Because he burned his back while preparing and rehearsing, you know, the match that he's going to be a part of. So you know that he's going to do everything in his power to make what he's doing incredibly entertaining for the people that pay the ticket. And on the other side, you have Kevin Owens with no respect for his own body. And like, he will throw himself basically at everything. So wonderful two people to have in a match like this. Gruesome, gnarly spots, man. Like the Fisherman's Buster on the ladder that was made into a bridge between the ropes and the ladder in the ring. And then you have the Alabama Slam from Cody to Kevin Owens to the ladder set between the announce table and the ring apron. So Kevin Owens landed perfectly because they replayed it a bunch. And with each and every replay, because initially it looked like Kevin Owens got paralyzed. That's how it looked like. But because Kevin Owens is such an amazing pro that he sold the ever-living shit out of this move, that he sold it so perfectly and made us think that he's done. But with each and every replay, you can see how Kevin Owens is so good at his job.
Yeah.
And he landed perfectly safe.
Yep.
And then you had... getting a world title before the end of the year, I hope, because on two different occasions, he signed a new contract when he showed perfectly clear that he was a team player, obviously. And Kevin Owens makes every storyline incredibly good with everything that he does with it. So again, the added notion of Sami Zayn, because Sami Zayn did not help with Kevin Owens in this match, and in return Kevin Owens didn't help Sami Zayn in the Rumble, because this is what they kind of hinted towards in their past promo before the Rumble. And that's actually why probably Kevin Owens delivered the package pile driver at the end of Raw this week to Sami Zayn after Sami Zayn lost the qualifying match for Elimination Chamber versus CM Punk. So at the end of this match, Cody snapped. And if you think that he's still the exact same babyface that he was before, and if WWE keep pushing him as the past babyface that he was before this match, I'm not going to be okay with that. Because what Cody Rhodes did in this match was show a part of himself that he wanted to press down in the past.
Yeah.
But he fully embraced that, and I want them to capitalize on that, because this is a wonderful storyline, and it makes Cody Rhodes, for me, incredibly entertaining, because he's kind of lame for me now. This kind of baby face for me, that's not working for me, brother. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Just turn him into this type of Cody, because like he used the chair to beat Kevin Owens before that. He cheated. You cannot tell me that he's a natural babyface. No, like seeds have been planted that Cody is possibly not that, a squeaky clean babyface, because he's showing signs of, the other thing. So I hope they capitalize on that even further.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, did you want to talk about the tag team match at all?
I'm glad that, the Street Profits are back into the picture. I'm excited to see where it goes, but I'm going to give it time. Yes.
All right. Well, we should just go ahead and do a Cooper effect before we go into NXT. How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah, all please. Right.
I'll let you go first because I need to make a quick phone call.
Oh, okay. That's perfectly fine. Guys, again, this Cooper fact was sent to us by Supi. Oh, and Rob just decided to get off the stream. So this is an amazing story of Chris that dove into the ice cold river in Vermont to rescue a doggy that was having trouble, you know, standing afloat of the ice cold river. Apparently, there's ice in, you know, in this winter. I say winter, we know, with quotation marks, because I'm actually cold now in Bulgaria. It's -5°C. And this is actually barbecue weather in certain, you know, parts of the world. So enough about that. So Chris's family were going, you know, into a Dunkin's drive-thru, and his son spotted, you know, this dog that was having trouble, you know, in the ice cold water. And Chris, just, you know, being an owner of two dogs, felt that it was his responsibility to dive into the ice cold water, rescue the puppy. You know, the dog, it's not a small dog. It's a grown ass dog. And then his wife was waiting, for him, you know, with the dog, and he, you know, embraced the dog with a sweater just so they can keep it warm. The dog owner did, mention, you know, in the end that the dog was close to a full recovery. So Chris mentioned in an interview afterwards that he didn't consider this as a heroic act. He just considered this as something that, you know, people should naturally do, you know, rescuing people / animals that have, you know, no idea how to get, you know, help themselves. So this is one of, you know, the best people helping animals. Again, this is, you know, probably the reason why Rob and I started the Cooper Effect to begin with. Thank you, Supi, for sending us this. It means, you know, the world to us that every time, you know, a fan of ours send us a wonderful story, talk about on our show, means that what Rob and I are trying to prove with this point is working. So thank you to everyone. Please, if you have, you know, stories like that, tag us in them, either Rob and I, and we're gonna, you know, spread, you know, the word about us. Thank you, Supi, once again. Rob, what was your, you know, thing?
Yeah, my Cooper effect is about a child named Andre Howard Jr. Trey Howard is his name. Last week he was outside of, so I don't know if, I assume many of you've heard about the plane crash that went into the medical transport. There was a medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia last week. And while this child and his dad and his sister were out, they were going to get ice cream, or they just had ice cream, and this 10-year-old boy, who made a miraculous recovery, he protected his sister, and when he woke up, he goes, "Daddy, did I save my sister?" That was after following emergency brain surgery. They said he went out for donuts with his three kids, and the dad said when the transport plane crashed, he said it sounded like missiles with firing bullets and metal hit his car. And while his son covered his sister and told her, "Get down." Trey grabbed his sister. The father said he heard glass shatter. And when he turned around, he saw a piece of metal sticking out of his son's head from the plane. Andre said he used socks, and another man provided his shirt in an attempt to stop the bleeding on the boy's head. A police officer rushed them to the hospital. Doctors warned them that he might not survive the injuries, but he's improved every day. And like I said, he woke up from the surgery and almost immediately asked about his sister. After his father assured him that that she was okay, he then asked his father if if he missed the game. And what that was, he asked if he missed the game. And as you can tell, he's wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, and his dad assured him that he did not miss the game at all. And as the Philadelphia Eagles will take on the Kansas City Chiefs at the Super Bowl this coming weekend. But yeah, I mean, just that was his first thought, was his sister. And unbelievable. Like, that kid thought about his little sister or his older sister, like, before himself and right after he woke up from having brain surgery. So that kid is a hero, and kudos to him and his family. Man, so for him to be able to do that, just wow. And
that's pure empathy at its finest, man. Yeah, children for sure. Are incredibly pure.
Yep.
Incredibly pure.
That is true. So, yeah, so shout out.
So just goes to show you, every time Rob picks a Cooper effect, he makes us cry. And, like, just what?
No, so, well, that's not the goal. It's just is to share, like you said, share the good stuff out there. So, but yeah, we will move on because Maggie wanted.
Yes, let's move on from incredibly good stuff to incredibly awful stuff. Let's talk about NXT because I'm fucking pissed off.
I'm going to let you go off because I don't really have any I didn't really have any issues with NXT because it's
seriously,
NXT.
You had no issues with NXT. Okay.
Because I go in with no expectations. That's why.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's probably the way to go. So I had, you know, two major complaints when it comes to NXT. And again, because because of NXT Black and Gold, I have really high expectations when it comes to NXT. So the first match that happened was Stephanie Vaquer versus JC Jane. So Fatal Influence got involved a lot during the match, to a certain point where Stephanie had the match won, but then Jasmine Nix decided to go in the ring just plain out break the pin. But what she did was Steph just pulled out the way and Nix landed on JC Jane. And the referee didn't do anything. And yeah. I was like, okay, so like that's clear outside interference. And just because, you know, the person from the team of JC was the one to hit her, you didn't do anything because, oh, that was meant for Stephanie. Yeah, okay, but she still hit her. Why didn't you, like, what's the referee, you know, logic behind that, since it happened so many times, about 1,000,000,000 times in the past? So in the same show, an hour later, okay, so this just, this gave me a brain aneurysm, okay? So this was the match between Kalani Jordan and Carmen Petrovic. So because they're portraying Kalani Jordan as a heel now, which is wonderful because, you know, when you're a Stone Cold babyface, you know, and then you become a heel and all of a sudden you get a personality because you're a heel.
Yeah.
So, okay. What the awesome part about Kalani Jordan being a heel is that when she was a face, like, she has this specific type of wrestling, you know, with the bouncing and the gymnastics and everything. And now that she has that she decided to be a heel, all of a sudden she has a brand new repertoire of moves, which is so exciting. And they actually gave her a submission move. So she puts Carmen Petrovic in the submission move. Carmen taps out. She loses the match. She taps out. And the referee was like, okay, match is over. Carmen is tapping out and Kalani Jordan is, you know, the winner. So because Jada Parker was out, you know, was you know, in the ring area, she was on the commentary table. What a set of, headphones. She was actually doing commentary with everyone else. So because she was there, Kehlani decided to prove a point. And then after the match, she put Carmen Petrovic in the hold again. So what happened now is, I shit you not, guys, this is fucking hilarious. So another referee comes out and he was like, no, 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 this isn't fair. I'm going to reverse the decision of the match and I'm just going to tell you that Carmen Petrovic won the match because Kehlani Jordan isn't playing fair. I lost my shit. And not because, oh, Kehlani Jordan lost. No. Okay, so Carmen tapped out. She lost the match. It's not like, because Kehlani let her go and her hand was raised and then she put her into the hold again. So it'll be a totally different thing if she didn't release the hold and then the same referee that was a part of the match went, okay, so no, like, this is stupid. Sure. Like, find her. Later in a post on Twitter on her own Blue Sky, I don't give a fuck where you do it. Kehlani Jordan is fined $10,000 for doing this. This is okay, but like a second referee who had zero to do with the fucking match, go in there and say, no, I'm reversing the decision of the match. Tell me, fucking shit, man. This is so making me mad. Why is this normal? Explain to me how this is. It's a, just talk, because I'm so mad right now.
I thought it was weird. Like, I did. I thought it was weird. I'm like, well, if they do it for this, why don't they do it for other crap, you know? Like, that was my thing. Because, like, I don't like the precedent that it set. And the thing is they'll forget about it next week and they won't do this anymore. And I thought it was just, I think it was lazy booking, like lazy storytelling is what that was. Because there's, like, you never see a referee come out and change it, really, ever. Like, I mean, it's very rare. I mean, this was like mid-90s type WWF referee type stuff where you rarely saw it, but it happened here and there. I mean, very, very seldom. And this is rare, but I don't like that they did it in the first place. I just thought it was weird. We do have a super chat from our good friend D'Lo Diggs. He says, I've had a tough week, I think is what he said. Dallas ruined my faith now. I want ice cream nonstop. But Sheamus believes in Joe Henry. Rumble was wild, so take my money. LOL, love you guys. Man, I know that Dallas trade was tough on you, man. I feel bad for you. Maggie, I know you know exactly
massive
what I'm talking about.
Fan.
Yeah. Well, this was basketball. But Yeah. So yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, he's a
just proves your point.
Yeah, it's it was a big NBA trade this weekend or last weekend, and where Luka Doncic went to your LA Lakers for Anthony Davis, which are two of your favorite basketball players. So I know you're really.
I understood really, every word of your sentence.
I know.
I'm so sorry, D'Lo, sweetie. I'm like, just have the fucking ice cream, okay?
Yeah,
have the ice cream. Share an ice cream with Buddy Matthews.
There you go. Yes. But Maggie, before we keep going, who's going to win the Super Bowl this weekend? Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles?
Okay, so if I say the Eagles, will a bunch of Taylor Swift fans ban me from the world?
I will, because I don't like the Eagles.
Okay, so I'm going with the Chiefs.
Good. All right. Well played.
Is this their second year in a row at the Super Bowl?
No, they the Chiefs, this is their third or fourth, I think. Third in a row, I believe.
Okay, so I remember last year they were a part of the Super Bowl. I didn't. Yeah. Was the year before against the Bengals?
No, the year before was against the Eagles. So last year, I don't remember who the hell it was. Somebody in chat will remember. but oh, I must have said the his team got traded from the Mavericks, not the they played the 49ers last year. D'Lo said it was the Mavericks, not the Cowboys. I don't know if I said the Cowboys.
Okay,
the
so
Mavericks.
They played the 49ers, but like the year before, did they play the Bengals?
No, they played the Eagles.
When did they play with the Bengals?
I don't think they've played against the Bengals. Yeah, they can't play against the Bengals in the Super Bowl. They played them in the like AFC Championship game a couple like last year, I think. I know I'm confusing you because I confused myself there. But yeah. So there. I just had all kinds of fun there because I just read like D'Lo's chat in the middle of all that. And
yes, thank you. Like, I'm so confused.
Caused the problem. The Dallas Mavericks are his favorite basketball team. So that's basketball. Now going back to football, the Eagles played the Chiefs 2 years ago. Last year, the Chiefs played the 49ers in the Super Bowl. So
I'm saying the Bengals were playing the Super Bowl 1 year.
Yeah, they played against the Rams.
Yes, thank you. This was my question.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
the Bengals play.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, they played the Rams a few years ago. That's where the Rock did. Yeah, the Rock came out in his full burgundy outfit. It was just weird.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah, there's a reason people listen to us talk about wrestling and not football. Or basketball, but
yeah, because I understand none of it. Yeah, so what did you think of Dynamite? Just for our closing statements, you know, Dynamite.
It was on Wednesday. That's about it. No, it was okay. It was. I'm so glad Kenny Omega's back, and I like where they're going with Adam Page. Again, I like his. I still love that. He's acting batshit crazy. But like you can see that there's a little bit of a human side now. And I like that.
I can actually see this about Hangman that he's trying his desperate to be this awful person, but deep down he's good. He gets a pop out of the audience all the time. By the way, that crowd was fucking amazing. The show itself was really good. It was so explosive. Like, I have a bunch of notes. A lot of things happened on Dynamite this week. She was like, are you at all, you know, sorry about everything, you know, that happened to Christopher Daniels? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
He got an immense pop from the crowd. And I love that. He was like, him searching for Swerve Strickland last week, he called it a moment of weakness. And yeah. I cannot wait for them to explain what this means. Because for me, Hangman is All Elite Wrestling.
Yes.
His character work is like none other when it comes to wrestling. I love Hangman so much. And every time that he's a part of a huge storyline in AEW, that's how you know that AEW is at its best. Ospreay versus Mark Davis was a weird thing that happened. You know, mm-hmm. Don Callis tried to explain, you know, why Don Callis is a part of, you know, the Callis family. He didn't seem that hyped about... Yeah. Mark Davis. You know, he didn't look that thrilled about being a part of, you know, the family. Kenny Omega did say that there's help for him if he ever needs it. And then he got scared of his own pyro, which is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Like, I think they did that, like, on, like, purpose. Because you could tell he was not expecting that. It's kind of what they did to, I can't remember his name. He was a writer and wrestler, Jimmy... I can't remember his name. He's not with the company anymore, but they did the same thing where they just played pyro for like put on all kinds of pyro for him, and that was the last thing he was expecting.
Yeah, he did the goodbye and goodbye, good night and goodbye bang. The pyro.
Jimmy Jacobs is who I was talking about. They did the same thing to him.
Of course, Jimmy Jacobs. I love each and every week the stare down between Hangman and MJF, because we are getting it. We did get MJF and Hangman at the very beginning of All Elite Wrestling, and that's mm-hmm. why it feels so fresh, because both characters have gone through immense work and development. So this is like a brand new thing, a brand new feud for us to sink our teeth into.
Harley Cameron and Mercedes. I love what's going on between them two.
I love Renee Paquette also, because at the beginning of the show, when Rated FTR were brawling with the Death Riders, Marina Shafir carried her off into the sunset.
Yeah.
And this is the, wink and a nod to everything that happens in real life, because Moxley and Renee are married. And mm-hmm. That he just said, whatever happens, just make sure she's safe. You get her out of there. And then she did. And then Renee, while interviewing Harley Cameron, and Mercedes Moné got involved. So she strapped down, the puppet for the Cameron carries around. So what Harley wanted to do was flip off Mercedes Moné, but like Renee couldn't let her, because don't get yourself into trouble. Please shut your mouth. And then she was, Renee is so good at this. Yeah. I'm so glad that she's there and like doing everything that she gets to love. And I would love to see her on commentary outside of WWE while under, the wing of Vince McMahon, because the only thing that she was allowed to do was do a lot of, and on the commentary. And that's not what you want. Like Renee has a lot of interesting stuff to say. And I feel like she should get the opportunity to do so.
Dustin Rhodes, him and MJF like normal killed it. Dustin Rhodes was just badass. And I know it will likely not happen, but I would absolutely freaking love it if Dustin wins when he faces Paige, or when he faces MJF.
Well, we all know it's not going to happen.
No,
MJF will probably, deliver a low blow just like he did this week. And he initially intentionally came back to the ring not to do a sneaky low blow. No, he came back to the ring, just fucking straight out hit him in the nuts.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Ball sack. I love MJF so much.
Got a super chat from our good friend Corey Michael. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. He says, unrelated to wrestling, but the Fantastic Four trailer this past Tuesday had me so hype all week. Anyways, here's my first super chat since 2023. Thank you, my friend.
We appreciate you so much, Corey. Please continue being so great. And I don't mean, this has nothing to do with the super chat. It's just, something that we texted back and forth today.
Did you see the Fantastic Four trailer yet?
I did not. I will. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Because you know who's in it. Okay.
I know. So. I know. Just calm down.
I don't need to calm down. You're the one that's
calm. I know. I know. There's, a bunch of stuff. Okay. I told you, and I was extremely vocal on this show, I'm in the middle of a crush right now. I'm not doing so good. Okay? So everyone calm down. I'm trying, okay? I'm, trying. Hounds of Hell.
Or Hounds of Justice, as I told last week.
Stop it. Stop it. I knew that you're going to remember that. Okay. Yeah, Hounds of Hell. They're on their way to being extremely over. So we are going to get Buddy Matthews and Okada for the title, because, they called themselves bitches on Collision last week. So that's, exciting. Hounds of Hell did lose to Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita on this week's Dynamite, because, Buddy Matthews was distracted by a playing Okada theme. Okada didn't come out at all. I You know, I don't like distraction finishes, especially when they're done this way. Because you're a professional wrestler that gets paid a lot of money. How can you get distracted by music? Don't do that.
You know what happens when you talk about the hounds, right? I hit the wrong one. Damn it.
I'm not going to say anything about it because, like, a video from Twin Peaks playing on a wrestling podcast, well, I'm okay with that.
I know. Of course, it's my first day, so I had to ruin it by clicking on the damn...
That's fine. That was a nice segue into us talking about sort of Strickland and Ricochet. But, like, I'm glad that this is the video from Twin Peaks that we're playing now because if you remember... Not so far into the past, we were playing the Giants. It is happening again. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, and I just, those were dark times, man. So I'm okay with that. Absolutely okay with that. So Swerve and Ricochet, let me just mention the fact that I could not remember a time in AEW when scissors weren't a thing. So we got the scissors into, you know, the Acclaimed, and everyone was scissoring, and now Ricochet has the scissors, and somehow they have nothing in common. You know, it's the same thing. It's scissors, okay? And they have nothing in common. And this is really good. How can scissors be so over? And it's golden scissors now, and it used to be pink scissors. This is really bugging me. Yeah, so Swerve versus Ricochet. So are you telling me that the entire locker room saw this match? And they were like, oh, we didn't know that we could counter the Swerve Stomp with a dick counter. So Ricochet kept his hands in the air. Just so
waved him like he didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah. And just so he can make sure that he doesn't get, you know, the full Swerve Stomp. But what happened was Swerve got hit in dick hole and the referee did nothing. And then Ricochet won. And the entire locker room was like, what do you mean we can do that? Good. And now if Swerve wins matches with the Swerve Stomp, I'm just gonna call the other wrestler incredibly stupid, and you know, good match though. Good match.
Yeah, it's fun match. I enjoyed it. Ricochet is such a good prick, you know, like
he plays a prick.
Yeah, he plays it so well. So I it's cool that he's the heel there. So I like that, and he's getting to show that he can shine a little bit. So good for him.
So good Maggie, for him.
We should go ahead and wrap this show up, huh?
Yes.
You should.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix or Twitter if you're still doing that at Maggie_IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Thank you so much for joining us. Please join us each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/FightfulOverbook. Please subscribe to the channel. And please, after you've done watching our show, drop a comment below. Please like the video, share, and subscribe. Helps us out a lot. Thank you so much. Rob, plug your shit too.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at FightfulRob and on Threads at FightfulRob. So make sure you check me out there. And yeah, that's really all I got there. But we'll see you guys next week for another episode of Coexisting. And we will see you guys later. So peace out, homies. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.